Hello and welcome to Local Waves on WGXC 90.7 FM in Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. This is listener-supported radio for open ears. This is the Local Waves In Conversation segment. My name is Michael Amari. I put on events and other things in the area as Chosen Family Presents. And today on our segment, I'm joined by local musician who leads the band, the Fascinating Chimera Project, Alex. Alex, thanks for being part of this today.
Thanks for having me, Mike. It's good to be here.
We met just sort of recently, actually. I was putting on a show with a Brazilian artist, and you reached out about playing the show, and your music really just blew me away. And the point of talking today is because you guys have just put out a new record just a couple weeks ago, a week or two ago.
March 28th. Is that coming up on 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
It's a great record. So this is the Fascinating Chimera Project, and the record's called Songs for the Moon. I highly recommend it. And I guess the first thing I wanted to ask you about, which is probably not the most interesting question to you, but like the name of the band.
Mm.
Is there a story there or just words that sounded cool when put together?
Yeah, the Fascinating Chimera Project is actually an entity from a video game called Mother 2, also known as Earthbound. If you've ever played Super Smash Bros. And you know the character Ness, that's the game where Ness comes from. And it's actually like the villain entity in the game, but I just thought it sounded cool.
It's interesting because I would not think of you guys as villain music at all. You know, there's a little bit of darkness there, but it's like, it's very dreamy. I should say, if anyone's listening, I'll play a song at the end of this segment. But it's like, you guys have these great melding of influences. There is this like Portuguese samba influence a little bit on the record, which I want to talk about, but there's like these sort of soundscapes and medieval music influence, and it's really woven together really beautifully. There's like little musical themes that sort of come in and out on the record. Like, how did all of that come together? How long was this gestating? Like, just talk about making it.
Sure. I started writing the songs in late 2020, sort of after like coming out of COVID depression and lack of creativity. And I had bought a piano, which I've played. I played the piano since I was a little girl, but I owned one for the first time really as an adult, like since leaving my parents' house. And in terms of the sounds that we explore, and like genres, I think it's just that I can't commit to a genre. Like, I kind of just like to try out different sounds, but keeping this similar sonic palette throughout it all, which is like cozy, homey. We record everything at home, and we try to use mostly acoustic instruments for this album. So yeah,
it definitely has that sort of slightly worn in, like at home vibe, which is great. The piano, which I'm assuming is the one that's on the record, it's like not as pristine, you know, as like a concerto piano could be. It's got a little bit of this like, you know, character to it, which I think really lends itself to the songs, you know. In the age of everything being quantized and crunched and compressed and pitched, it's like anything that sounds weird and a little out of tune or a little unique, like really jumps out. So I think you guys, you know, did a great job with that and weaving those influences. The Portuguese, I've heard you say at your shows that it was something that you've just sort of folded into your music recently. Like, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. So my dad is from Brazil. And so I grew up listening to a bunch of Brazilian music. and speaking Portuguese with my family. And I've always loved bossa nova, samba, tropicália, but I wasn't sure how I could pull from that sound or like contribute to those genres.
Because it was too different from the other stuff that you were working on?
That, and it's like partially an identity thing about being like half Brazilian, you know, maybe not feeling Brazilian enough. Mm. But I was very inspired after hearing Sessa's album, Grandeza, from 2019.
Right, which was the artist that you guys, that's how we met, was you guys opening for Sessa. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, he's really like doing his own thing, but drawing from these like 60s and 70s influences, but like pushing the genre forward.
Yeah.
Totally. And learning his songs and like playing them myself, I guess, just gave me more confidence to work within that realm of music.
Cool. So, and when was that? That was just in the last couple of years, like sort of discovering that, you know, this artist and maybe some others and sort of playing around with those.
Yeah, like learning their songs.
Yeah, that's cool. And I, you know, this show and this segment and this weekly Local Wave show is really focused on this hyper local, like Hudson Valley music scene that we have here, which is small, but it's got so many interesting things going on. And I think you guys are part of that. But I wanted to know what it was like moving up here. I think you guys moved up sort of in the pandemic or during the pandemic. And, you know, how was it trying to connect with local musicians, you know, and get yourselves out there and like, you know, you, the other member of your band's been up here for a long time. Like, how, just what was that like for you guys?
Yeah, so Dylan, who plays bass in our band, Dylan Nowick, he also plays in Camp St. Helene and Steady Sun. And he's lived up here longer, I think since like 2017. And so I feel like he did all of the legwork for helping us establish ourselves and introducing us to...
He was like introducing you guys to everyone you needed to meet to kind of get the, get the ball rolling.
Yeah. He and Liz.
Because I should mention, partner. You just did the album release show at Avalon, which is one of our great local venues in Catskills. Packed room, beautiful night, you know, great bill, lineup, everything. So... It's sort of come full circle maybe from when you arrived to just recently.
Yeah. And we were playing shows in the city under a different band called Friend. And I started getting really tired of playing. I wasn't really sure if I wanted to do it anymore, but seeing shows around here, particularly at Avalon, like all the interesting programming, I just felt inspired to write songs and get on the stage again.
Cool. Wow. Yeah. And what I want to play at the end of this segment is a song called When I Was a Girl, which really stood out at that release show. You had some additional singers doing the harmonies. And just in general, this album and you guys, when you play live, there's this real sort of like spell that you guys cast, which is, you know, a little bit like the instrumentation that you have, the way that the piano works and the way things are very minimal and quiet, and you have like bells and chimes and, you know, these sort of extra sounds and stuff that come in. I mean, I found myself during that set just like closing my eyes for minutes at a time and just really listening to it like a record, even though you guys were playing live. Is there anything you could say specifically about this song, When I Was a Girl, like how it was written, how the arrangement came together and that sort of sonic palette that you were talking about?
Sure. So I wanted to write a melancholy song because there used to be a joke in this band that I only write songs with major chords. And so I was like, okay, let's introduce a new feeling to our music. And specifically, I wanted to write a song that sounded like something you could find out of a piano bench songbook, like a sort of timeless sound. And I was inspired to write a three-part harmony by this scene in Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Have you seen this film?
No, I actually just saw it in my on my TV last night. And I was like, I need to watch that.
It's so good. It's one of my favorite movies. And there's like, without spoiling anything, there's a very impactful musical moment that involves many women singing. And so there's this interlude section in our song where we change what we're doing a little bit. We introduce some percussion. It's just sort of like an interlude that transforms the song into something else. And then it goes back into the third verse and like finishes up kind of like how it started. I kind of lost my train of thought there.
Well, it sounds like it was like, yeah, like you said, it was an intentional, like, I want to write a song with this different kind of vibe, with this minor key aspect and more of a little musical journey. Because some of the songs, which I love, like I said, are sort of a vamp song where it's like, okay, we have this thing and we're going to do things on top of it. And it's going to keep weaving that way. But this song, yeah, really has some shifts, like you said, and sort of comes back around at the end in a really nice way. That's cool. So once again, if you're just tuning in, this is Alex from the Fascinating Chimera Project. The new album is called Songs for the Moon, which we should mention was released on Misery Mother local label. It's out there on vinyl. It's on Bandcamp and all the streaming places. They're based in Catskill, Palinville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of area up here. So this track that I'm going to play now is called When I Was a Girl. You're listening to Local Waves on WGXC. Listener-supported radio for open ears, 90.7 FM. Thanks.